Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello, everyone. Thank you for your wonderful support. It is so meaningful. It's so wonderful. And I'm going to continue this bonus episode about attachment and attachment issues. So if you haven't heard the other part of it, the first part, check it out. It was released 2 weeks ago. And so here is the continuation. Now we're going to move into talking about common attachment challenges for survivors. So what we deal with when we've been misused, mistreated, abandoned, disappointed, betrayed, is that we develop a fear of abandonment. We develop anxious attachment. So how does that show up? That shows up in intense worry that others will leave, and hypervigilance to relationship cues, people-pleasing, to keep others close, overinterpreting if someone doesn't call you back right away, misinterpreting if they cancel plans and what that means. And that might mean for you that they're done with everything, they're done with the relationship, and you shouldn't have trusted them. And then if you are nervous about that, you might behave in a way that actually can cause the other person to move away from you, like repeatedly doubting their intentions or checking to make sure someone still cares, or being very worried about minor disagreements because you think that means the end of things. So you might obsess about those moments, and that's going to push people at times to their brink, and they're not going to have as much patience with you. And then it's going to underscore this feeling you already have about life and about relationships. And you're going to say, see, I'm not destined to have a relationship in my life. I'm not destined to have love. But it's something your behavior caused based on how you were treated before. It's this vicious cycle. That's why it's good to address it and get some help with it. There's also the difficulty in general of trusting others. There's skepticism about people's goodwill, like what are they up to? Are they trying to get something out of me? You're expecting manipulation. You are expecting that if someone offers to help you with anything, that somehow they're wanting something back or that it's a trap. There is something also about boundary confusion that happens where there is either enmeshment, like too much tie-in with another person, or withdrawal. So it's hard to find that middle space that feels just nice and good and settled and comfortable. So you might flip between being overall involved in people's lives, like kind of replicating the cult style relationships and enmeshment, or you might push people away in order to be safe. You might, as I see sometimes with people in my office, they might overshare right away, give me intimate secrets, because they think that's the way that they're going to be bonded with me and I'm going to be bonded with them. And then they might shut down and avoid closeness. They're not quite sure how to do it, somewhere in between. And then there's the identity diffusion, the unstable sense of self. So how can you show up in a relationship, a healthy relationship, if you're not sure about your own personal preferences, about your values, about your goals? If you become very reliant on another person in every way, even to define your reality and to define who you are, you want to know who you are to a certain degree when you go into a relationship. Of course, we're always exploring ourselves and finding out new things, but sort of a basic sense of who you are, so you know where you end and the other person begins, and you can differentiate between the two of you. I think also it's really important to be able to talk about how we develop secure attachment and what that means and how we strengthen it and how we maintain it. So, what is this healthy model for relating to others?